So I'm reading about the difficulties that Ethereum is having right now with increased staking. And I want to talk about what's going on there, what that means, what they've said in the Fortune.com article, and that they want to do about it, what that means, why they'd be going that route, how they may handle it, and things like that. So let's talk about that. So what's going on is that a lot of people are wanting to stake their coin. A lot of people have Ethereum. It's a very popular coin, and they want to stake that coin. Why? Staking a coin in a proof-of-stake system means I'm going to lock up my coin. It's not going to be available. And in return for doing that, right, I'm locking it up for some different reasons that we'll talk about. But in return for locking up that coin, like it's like having a certificate of deposit at the bank or a, you know, locking it up in something that you can't liquidate. Really, certificate of deposit is a perfect analogy. You're saying I'm going to lock it up for a minimum amount of time. And then it usually will take you some amount of time, might be 30 days. I'm not sure what it is in Ethereum. You can let me know until you can get that unlocked and make it usable again. And so in return for doing that, you get staking rewards, which means you get fresh, newly minted coins. So in each period of time, they're minting new coin, and that new coin is being given to those with staked coins. Now, why is that? Because those with staked coins are doing a job of some kind. So that means when you're staking, and they're a purely proof of stake system, if I have that right, correct me if I'm wrong, but that means you're starting a node. You're going to come online as a node. And for people who don't know what a node is, a node or a validator node is someone who offers up their computer. It might be a laptop, a desktop, it might be a virtual machine in a data center somewhere, but you are running the Ethereum software on that machine, and you lock up, you stake your coins, you lock them up connected with that machine, and that is your proof of stake, right? That's your skin in the game. And it says that if I do a bad job as a validator node, if I do something nefarious to the system, you can take my coin. And that's why it's proof of stake. So it says, I'm staking the coin on the fact that I am a trustworthy operator of this validator node. So that's what's going on when people stake on the system. So that's why the people who, consensus, who take care of most of the Ethereum infrastructure there these days, said that what they're going to do about it is they're going to, first of all, just reduce the number of validator nodes that can come on board, right? So they're going to slow down because everybody's jumping on board, becoming a validator node for Ethereum and staking their coin. Why? Because then they're going to earn more coin for doing the job of offering up their machine to run this software and keeping it running well. So they're just going to limit the number. They're going to slow that down. So instead of anybody can come on, hundreds of thousands of nodes, any minute, all the time, no limit, they're going to say, okay, wait, slow this down. We're going to lower the number of nodes that can come on each day. So that's how they're going to do it. They're going to slow people down from staking that way. Now, that's just a little tweak to the system. That isn't going to cause a big upgrade like the last big Ethereum merge and all of that kind of stuff. No, that's simple. But what they're doing there is not a permanent solution. They said in the article that this is to buy themselves time. Time for what? Time to figure out what to do, because they're like, what are we going to do? And one of the things they mentioned that they might do is decrease the staking rewards. So right now, you stake this much, the reward is this much. And no matter how many people are staked, and no matter how much total coin is staked, that reward percentage stays the same. And so they talked about one thing they might do is decrease the amount of reward. And so they're in this situation where they're having to handle it manually. And it looks like this. Oh, staking's going up. Oh, okay. Let's do an upgrade, which they have one planned for later this year. it'll be a big deal, and it'll take them a lot of effort, but they can include it in that, and they can say, okay, well, when we do our upgrade later this year, we will reduce the staking rewards, and that will make people, just from a behavioral perspective, want to stake less, right? So it'd be like, you know, if too many people were depositing at the bank and the bank decides to lower the interest they're giving you on your account, right, then fewer people would choose to buy the certificate of deposit. It's really, it was a pretty good analogy, even though you're getting paid to do a job. But either way, roll with me here. So what they'll do is it'll take them till, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is, to decide what they want to lower that new reward level to, do the upgrade, which is not necessarily simple in Ethereum's case, and we've seen this in the past. It's a big deal. They carry it off gracefully, but it's effort. It's effort, so I feel for them. And then later, let's say next year, if coin prices start to go up, what you'll see is that people may start to stake less because maybe they want to cash out a little bit or whatever they want to do. And then they'll have to say, oh, we need to increase our rewards again. And they'll have to do another upgrade to increase the rewards if the staking goes down, right? Increase the rewards, more people will want to stake. Well, too many people staking, okay, decrease the rewards. So then the people staking goes down. Well, it went down too much. Okay, increase the rewards. And they have to do this manually via manual upgrades. And so that's kind of tough. So they're going to end up in a cycle where they're having to do this upgrades periodically. And I really feel for them. And this is not to throw shade, but to kind of think about how the evolution of blockchain is bringing better solutions. So some of the co-founders of Ethereum went and then founded, among other things, eventually ended up founding Polkadot and Parity, and wrote a piece of software called Substrate, which allows anybody to create a layer one blockchain. And with that, let me let my dog down here. And with that comes a really cool feature where you have both forkless upgrades and you have the ability to, it automatically adjusts to ideal staking by taking the rewards up and down on the fly. And so this will never be a problem for Geode and other chains built on Substrate. But that's what's going on with Ethereum. That's what I wanted to talk about. Send me your questions. You can message me at my website. You can DM me on LinkedIn or Twitter, or now called X, and let me know what you think about this. And talk to you soon.